We are back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
I'm Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and our special guest this month, Krista Herron-Graber, the Executive Director of the South Dakota Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault. Thank you so much, Krista, for being a guest on the show this month. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I wanted to start off with something that we were discussing prior to the show, and that is we were talking earlier about the education and how that really needs to start at a lower level than what people think. And when you're talking about, you know, anytime you try to equate sex and sex education in youth, there's this perception that it has to be about sex, but it's really not about sex.
It doesn't have to be about sex, no. And the younger we start teaching, you know, our children about respectful behavior and communication and boundaries, and, you know, healthy behavior, that's very helpful because that's really what we're talking about. You know, some of the sexual behavior that we think of is really about objectifying other people. And so really respecting them and teaching them how to communicate and not bully others. And that's very important. And we can do all that in prevention education and actually not ever talk about sex.
Is that something difficult to try to get past the school administrators to try and broach that, to bring this up and get it educated?
Well, I think it has been in some areas. But, in South Dakota, it's about local control. And so it's very important that if we're working with an agency that wants to provide some education awareness in the school, we always encourage that they talk to the school board and their school administration, because it would be up to those individuals to decide what would happen with their local school. But we would encourage any type of opportunity to provide prevention education. Bullying awareness is some of the things that are happening in our schools. And a lot of that is focused on communication and respect, and we could take kind of the same route when we're talking about sexual violence prevention. We don't really have to talk about sex.
You certainly don't have to name any names, but have there been districts across the state that have approached your group and saying, you know, we'd like to try to start a dialogue here on this?
Yes, actually, there's been quite a few districts that have been very open to having more dialogue, more involvement. And there are some districts that open their doors on a regular basis for victim advocates and counselors to come in and provide this prevention education.
One thing, Mike and I have been doing this show now 2-3 years now, and we always get to April. It's always Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we always scratch our head going, you know, we talk about the same thing over and over again. How do we wrap this package up into something so we're not just repeating ourselves once a year? How can the message be effective yet not repetitive to where, you know, all of this work that's been done to promote the awareness is nullified because it just comes off as the same message any year? What can we in the media do different or better?
Well, that's a very difficult question, because I think it's great that the media and that you're willing to talk about this topic, and because we have to always provide education and awareness. You know, a little bit different direction that we've really noticed with sexual assault prevention is bystander intervention. So really focusing not only on offenders and victims and some of the things that we always talk about, and that's really important, but that bystanders, anyone that would be watching any type of violent act would be maybe watching someone who was potentially going to offend on another individual would have an ability to step in to try to intervene in that situation. Of course, we want to make sure that they're safe in doing so. And there has been some bystander intervention prevention training on a lot of the college campuses to talk about how they would appropriately intervene and what they would do. But the message that we want to send is that everybody has a role in changing our attitude about violence prevention, sexual violence prevention or other violence, that it's really shouldn't be tolerated. and we have a role and we can step in and intervene. So we can talk about it every April, but let's actually do something about it. And anyone who's listening, really consider what their role is to really make a difference. And so maybe someday we won't have to talk about this anymore.
And that's kind of something that, as far as that, bystanders and not being so passive, if you're seeing something, that's something Mike and I, we've discussed that on the show numerous times.
Yeah, we have. And I think we've used some examples. I think one thing we talked about probably a while ago on the show was I was at Thanksgiving dinner. It was right after the Kobe Bryant incident. I know he just retired, and I don't want to say anything bad about him, but it was just a discussion that was being had about sexual violence, what had happened in that situation. And my aunt, who was a first grade school teacher, said some things that I didn't agree with about blaming the victim. And I called my aunt out on it because, I mean, this was, you know, a lot of years ago, but I mean, and I think you need to do more of that. I mean, I was a guy, I played sports. I grew up in locker rooms. I know some things that were said that probably shouldn't have been said, but I think it does go back to what you're talking about. It's disrespectful. And there's no accountability, and it doesn't need to be accountability from my standpoint when I prosecute the case, but accountability to your peers, to the other people you're with. If you're in that locker room, and I know how difficult it would be, but if someone is saying something that is inappropriate towards anybody, but specifically we're talking about sexual violence, I would really appreciate that person being able to step forward and say something, because I think that would probably do more to stop something like this from happening than anything that I do after the case. I mean, if someone held those other individuals accountable for what they were saying and for their actions when they saw it, I think that would go a long way.
I completely agree. I wonder sometimes, instead, when people have kind of laughed about some of the things that have happened, sexual assault, things that have happened to victims, maybe they hear it in the locker room or they hear it in the hallways at school, and instead they laugh about it. Aren't they just participating with the crime to some degree? Maybe it's not against the law for them to laugh, but they're condoning it. They're sending the message that it's funny, that it's okay. And you know, it's really not funny to that victim. And to the survivor and to the survivor's family. That's not funny, and it will never be funny. And most of the survivors that you talk to will be something that it will impact their entire life.
And by knowing that, and this kind of goes beyond prevention, but by victims knowing that that behavior's out there, that or they assume that attitude is out there and held by a wide degree of people, or at least people that aren't willing to speak up to stop it, does that affect the victim or the survivor in actually initially reporting their crime of sexual assault?
Well, absolutely it does. It can send the message to them that people won't believe them. And sometimes, from what I've heard from people that, you know, victims or survivors, when they do tell their story, they haven't always been believed and supported, or sometimes they will be re-victimized by being blamed for the crime because, you know, maybe they were drinking, whatever the excuse was, and it's not their fault. Absolutely, it has an impact. That's why people won't come forward and talk about it. There's a significant amount of shame that a survivor, a sexual assault, can feel. And a lot of that shame is really something that they bring on themselves, but they do because of us. Because of our society, because of how we treat them, because they feel as if they caused it somehow. And that really comes from the messages that they get from society, which we're all a part of, which I will reemphasize again that it is not the victim's fault.
You know, are you aware of any national speakers or national groups out there that really do a good job of delivering that message without... You know, I think it's a tough crowd to talk to. I mean, especially if you're talking to college kids or you're talking to high school kids. I mean, the topic itself is going to be, I mean, going to get attention. But can you have a communication with them that those individuals are going to understand and respect and then move forward, do the right thing?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's what we're striving to always look at, the best prevention resources to move ahead, and we're searching for evidence base to see what's actually working. There is different curriculum. Safe Dates is a curriculum from Hazleton that has some evidence base to show that it helps. Bystander Intervention Programs by Dr. Ellen Berkowitz is another program that we've used that's evidence-based. There are some national groups that are doing some very great work surrounding that. So, and we have also brought Bash Schuler Entertainment has provided, it's called Sex Signals or Hookup. And we've actually presented in great majority of the college campuses, brought that program over, funded through the Department of Health Rape Prevention Project. And it's they've been able to do a program called Sex Signals or Hookup in all the college campuses. It's been very well received overall.
You are listening to the April 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210. We've got more with... I did your part, didn't I?
You didn't say KOKK. Can I say that now?
You can say it.
KOKK.
We've got more coming up after this.